So what if your house is haunted? Can you discern if this is a soul in purgatory or a demon? Are there any rules that the church can give us for us to know the difference? We began touching on this topic in the previous video when we spoke with Aidan Bond and his encounter with the souls in purgatory, and I touched on the reality that oftentimes in the spiritual life we cannot know and we are not sure, and that this can be difficult. Today I want to introduce to you some information from Adam Bly, a Catholic psychotherapist that has worked with many exorcists throughout the United States, and he has extensive knowledge on this subject from his book, Possession, Exorcism, and Hauntings. He gives some very helpful, clear guidelines for us to discern, and if we discern that this is a soul in purgatory, how to resolve it. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into this. First of all, here are some traits that he describes that are helpful for us to know. Human spirit manifestations are non-destructive and limited to the communication of a need for help. Human spirits may also be allowed to convey some specific wrong they did that needs to be righted if there is a specific need beyond general prayer. Some other typical traits of human spirit hauntings are: souls in purgatory are non-destructive in their signals. Souls in purgatory limit their signals to presence or their need for help, and in rare cases, a particular wrong that has to be righted for them. Souls in purgatory do not attack religious or holy things. Souls in purgatory do not make manifestations that are inherently terrifying. They usually limit them to a sound, a word, or a limited movement of objects. Souls in purgatory become completely still and silent when prayer or masses are offered for them. Souls in purgatory do not attack people physically. Souls in purgatory do not engage in prolonged communication or dialogue. These are important. You need to be aware of these and possibly have these memorized. Some of the typical indications that a human soul in purgatory may be present are sounds of a person walking or pacing, odors that were associated with that person, knocks on the walls, and in cases of suicide, a heavy and sad feeling in the area where the suicide occurred. There is almost always a lack of speech on the part of these souls outside of a single phrase, "help me," or "yes," in response to the question, "do you need prayer?" The souls in purgatory are aware of God's prohibitions about seeking information from the dead, and so would never draw the living into this sin by casual communication beyond a need for help. Now, in the next section, he gets into how to resolve these potential hauntings. The most common type of human spirit haunting cases are suicides and murder victims. For some reason, these souls usually create a very strong feeling and effect of sadness, depression, and malaise near where they died. They may cause some manifestation, such as knocking or banging at the time they died, or when they are talked about. One has to be careful because demons can take advantage of a known suicide or murder and pose as that person in that location. Also, the demon that helped encourage the murder or suicide could still be there. In the lives of the saints, there are many cases of dead religious coming to the living religious and asking for masses and penance to help them. These souls seem to know how many masses or what amount of penance is needed. These stories often indicate that the experience of the soul is that many weeks or months pass there in the time it takes a living to quickly offer a few masses. This is learned when the souls, now liberated and leaving for heaven, comment on the amount of time they suffered while waiting for the requested actions. In many cases where people have engaged in paranormal investigating, signs of both souls in purgatory and demons are present. This is because the demons usually come to places where people have attempted to communicate with spirits beyond asking if they need prayer. By seeking occult knowledge from a spirit, people give the deceptive spirits license to manifest and respond. In these situations, there is often an initial communication of essentially, "help me," followed by a pause and then some manipulative and deepening communication. This is demons taking advantage of that open door. People will usually describe the initial non-destructive signals, their attempts to have dialogue with the spirit, then an escalation of negativity and violence that led them to calling the church for help. The great majority of what people think are hauntings are actually misunderstood, mundane phenomena or sleep disorders. In a different section, he talks about typical sleep disorders that we might misinterpret for spiritual things such as possessions or hauntings. Additionally, with the popularity of paranormal television shows, many people think that the normal sounds of a building or the body's reaction to power lines in a low-ceiling basement are spirits. It is important to rule out all the possible mundane explanations before concluding that a haunting is occurring. If a case seems to be a genuine human spirit haunting, the usual remedy is saying the office for the dead in the location. Since a full office for the dead takes some time to pray, an abbreviated subset of the office is given in section 2 of this book. This subset of the office has been used on many cases with success. These prayers need to be said in charity and love. Additional prayers may be needed to be offered also. It seems that it is often most effective to say the mass in the place where the person died, but this is not required. In cases that combine a soul in purgatory with predatory demons, it is more complicated. These types of cases should be addressed by qualified, legitimate people. In cases where the people are unwilling to stop their spirit communication, the prayers for the dead can be offered, but the demons will stay and facilitate the ongoing communication. The person's choice to continue spirit communication gives the demons the right to be present. In these cases, the demons often go quiet for a few days when people come and pray for the dead, and then things become worse than before. In general, it is helpful for us not to want to communicate with the souls in purgatory, because it can sometimes be easy to confuse one from the other. Rather, we should develop a devotion where we learn about them, where we pray for them, where we offer masses for them, and only if God allows, with the help of people to direct us, such as a priest or other spiritual directors, then we allow that to grow if necessary. These gifts will, on the front end, seem attractive, but let me suggest to you that they are difficult to carry, they are a burden, and they are a huge responsibility. You don't want it unless God wants to give it to you. Do not be deceived into its shiny aspect. We could probably ask Aidan Bond, hey, has this been easy? And his answer would probably be, no, it has not. It has brought a lot of suffering into my life, even though it also gives him joy. If it is the case that where you are living, there is some sort of haunting happening, or some sort of communication from the souls in purgatory, we always take the ordinary means to help them, offering masses for them, praying the rosary, or as he suggests, the office of the dead. The office of the dead is a subset of the liturgy of the hours that is specifically for the dead. The office of the dead is a series of psalms and prayers, as well as petitions. It's structured sort of similar to the mass, and it takes about 10 to 15 minutes to pray. This information is most helpful in helping those that are not catechized, who are somehow having encounters with the supernatural. We can tell them, hey, this might not be a ghost, this might be a demon. You need to be careful. Pray for whoever may have died there and do not engage them in communication. With all of this, it is best for us to be informed and not afraid to discern prudently and to pray with great faith and love for the souls in purgatory. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.